goes like this.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone.
How many of you right now is praising God? Because that is what we do. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Praise is what we do, and we're sending it all over this world, this entire world. Everyone under the sound of my voice, just take a second to give God the praise. Just tell him hallelujah, amen, whatever it is that's in your spirit right now. Just praise God, because that is what we are to do, to praise him in every situation, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're just emotional, whether just in for the good, the bad, the everything, the ugly. I trust and believe. Trust and believe when you make praise become, you condition your heart and your mind to praise God. You may be in a situation where you're feeling down and out, but once you sit in his presence and start just thanking him and just calling on his different names and just letting him know how you truly feel, that situation with that heaviness, that burden start lifting up off of you, because you just realizing that without God, without Jesus being the head, the lordship of your life, then you're nothing. So you get into that place where you just want to thank him and let him know how grateful that you are, how grateful that you, and just thankful. And that's where we need to be right now, just praising God for everything, for anything that you can possibly think of. You need to praise God. Fiji, we're asking you to praise God. South Africa, praise God. All of our people in the international waters, continue to praise God, because I already know that's something that you do. ATM, we know that we praise God. It doesn't matter how we praise him, where we praise him, and when we praise him, we are going to praise God, because we have conditioned our hearts and minds to do so. We take away all of that thinking, and we bring that attitude of gratitude to the table. So this morning, in my morning, we're commanding the atmosphere. I'm decreeing and declaring this morning that everybody will praise God today for every circumstance, for every situation. And remember that you are victorious. Praise it. Take obstacles out the way. Praise it. Turn your fears into laughter. Praise it. Turn that hate into love. When God is love, and as long as you are in his presence, you have nothing better to do but to praise him. And we just thank you on this morning that you got up and met us at the table. Yes, the coffee is brewing. Some people may have some danishes, and then you may be on your lunch break. So we're just thanking you that you came. You stopped what you're doing, and you put God first. That's the way we need to look at it. We set our priorities. We change things around. There's a change in the atmosphere, and we've changed and made God our number one priority. In the morning, at noontime, it may be evening time where you're at, but you're praising him. You're in his midst at all times. So again, good morning, world, and continue to praise the Lord. Monica, can you bring us up in prayer, please?
Yes, Father God, we just thank you this morning. Thank you for every single saint, my brothers and sisters, that rose this morning. We thank you for that rising, Father God, rising from a slumber or a sleep. But we know that we're rested now, Father God, because we sought you out this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come before your throne, and we just ask that you just enlighten our hearts, Father God, that you just feed us with the bread of life. Father God, fill us up this morning as we come to the table of life, Father God, and we seek you diligently, Father God, because we love you so much, Father God. Father, you're amazing. You're awesome. You're magnificent. You're the Alpha, the Omega. You are our beginning and our end, Father God, and we just praise your holy name. We love you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And as we stand before your throne, Father God, we join hands in solidarity, Father God. It's that one body in Christ you said we should be, Father God, with one mind and one heart, Father God, a heart to seek you and ask you to just pour into us any and everything your Holy Spirit has for us today, Father God. We ask that you give us a hedge of protection, Father God, that you armor us with the armor of salvation, oh, Father God, on the top of our heads. You armor us with that shield of faith, Father God. Father God, we ask that you armor us with that sword of your word, Father God. Father God, we ask that you cover our feet with the gospel of peace, Father God. Father God, we ask that you give us that breastplate of righteousness, Father God. Father God, we ask that you give us that belt of truth, Father God. And we know with this armor of God that we are equipped because you said so, Father God. And we thank you for every single promise that you've given us, that you fulfilled in our lives, Father God. And we just ask that you continually bless us and make us channels of blessings to others, Father God. We ask that you go in each and every mind and heart and you anoint them, Father God, that you would just pour your Holy Spirit upon them, Father God, that they would draw closer to you, Father God, on this day and every day forward. Father God, we ask that you use us in a mighty way, but we also ask that you just take away anything that is not of you, Father God. Cleanse our hearts and minds, Father God. Forgive us for our sins, Father God. But create a new heart in us. Allow us to seek you out in spirit and truth, Father God. And let not the enemy distract us because we're focusing on you, God, Father God. So as we look into your face, Father, we ask that you just give us whatever we need because you can search our hearts and know that we're here praising you and just giving you all the glory with our hearts, not with just our mouth, Father God. We're praising you with our hearts, Father God, because we know that you are capable, you are able, because you love us. And you said if we be your people, you would be our God, Father God. Father God, we need you to go into the minds and hearts of the ones that don't know you yet, and we ask that you help us find them, and we reach out to them so that you can deliver them, Father God, and give them that eternal salvation you've given us, Father God. We ask that you go to the people that are sick and shut in, and you bless them with healing and or release from their captivity, oh, Father God. We ask that you just move in a mighty way and lift the spirit of depression because you keep saying, praise, lift in depression, Father God. So we're praying that you lift depression on our people, Father God, that they can have hope, that they can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that they will seek you diligently, Father God. So, Father God, as we go into this broadcast, we ask that you find goodness in our hearts and that you would just pour your Holy Spirit upon us so that all the things that we talk about on this broadcast will be a blessing to those who have tuned in. Father God, we ask that you also just do a mighty thing in the lives of anyone that is trying to find you and can't find you, Father God. We're asking that you build them up. Give them strength, Father God. Give them that encouragement, Father God. Because yesterday you told us that you didn't call the equipped, you equipped the call, Father God. So we're answering the call with a yes on this morning, Father God, because some of us didn't have to get up this morning, but they did. And we just thank you for allowing us to get up and seek you and find you, oh God. Let us find you and give us what we need for this day. As we go into this Bible study, Father God, we ask that you also just strike down the enemy of confusion or interruption on the broadcast, Father God. But we also ask that you do a mighty thing in the hearts and minds of those that are trying to minister and that want to minister, Father God. Let their ears hear your voice, Father God. And everything that we say on this broadcast, we ask that it be pleasing to your ears, Father God, that you have a blessing upon us all, Father God, and that we be fed bountifully. Father God, we also ask that you just give us a peace for today, Father God, a perfect peace, that we can't be moved no matter what the report is on today, Father God, that we have faith and we understand that you are in control, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for all these petitions. And we ask that you just go and give the ones that are diligently seeking you the desires of their heart when they pray to you, Father God. We know that you are out there in every corner, every nook and cranny of our lives, Father God. So we take you everywhere we go. And we don't just call on you in times of sorrow, but we call on you in times of peace and joy as well, because we love you and we adore you. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for coming by here this morning, Father God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Amen.
Amen, amen. We definitely love God. We definitely love God. And that's one thing that we have to sit and make sure in our day-to-day life that we show God. We show God how much we love him. And not just show him. Open up your mouth and tell him. Just keep a praise on your lips. You know, keep praise and worship. And that should be your mindset, praising and worshiping God and being in a position to do and go wherever he say go. When you say yes, you're answering the call to do whatever God has for you to do. And it may not be something big. It may be something so minor. It may be something like just going and helping a stranger walk across the street. But the fact of it is that God shows us daily, all throughout the day, all throughout your life, whether you recognize it or not, he's shown us how much he loves us. He uses people to show his love. God uses people to pour out into you. He used people to show that I am here. I am God. I am everywhere. And I'm here to be a helpmate to you. I'm here to get you to your next level. I'm here to take away things that may not be of me. I'm here to just use me, just answer. Just answer the call. Just allow me to be your God, because you are my people. And on today, on yesterday, talking to Minister Monica Elect, she said that God had poured poured something else into her spirit to add on to what we were talking about yesterday. And I'm just going to move out of the way to see what God has for us. I'm always waking up with a level of expectation that God is going to do something different. See, I'm one of those people that believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe that in blessings, because God blesses me tremendously. The first blessing is the gift of life, you know, and then the gift of love. So I receive what God has for me. And not only do I receive in my spiritual growth, I've been able to believe it and then to activate the different things that God has for me. And that's where we need to be, no matter what the situation is, no matter how things feel, no matter if things didn't go right yesterday. Today is a new day, a new beginning, and God is with you right now. Because why? Because we're at the point where we already know that God abides in us because we abide in him. Just take off all the blockers, everything that may be hindering you out of the way, and then be grateful that a change may have came, that things that may have been put in your place, put in a place to be a stumbling block for you. God said, okay, I love you so much, I'm moving in things. Or I love you so much, I'm giving you this, whatever it may be. The first thing is to answer the call, to answer the call of duty. And just know, we've already obtained salvation. We're already there. Now we're just trying to get to where God has for us, what he has for us. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Minister Monica.
Yes, good morning, saints. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I am so pleased to come back to this subject because I actually spoke on it yesterday when God had us go into talking about he needs imperfect people because he will make them perfect in their call. And when he gave us that word, we didn't know how far he was going to take us because the Holy Spirit would pour into us what needed to be spoken. But at the time, it wasn't enough time to go on because God said, park right there. Stay right there. Don't move on from this subject. When it was time for us to move on, I wasn't allowed to move on in the spirit. But when he spoke the word assignment, I don't know if you was paying attention, but he spoke the word assignment. And when he spoke the word assignment, he just poured into my spirit that he wanted each and every one of us to understand that the reason why he created us and made us imperfect so that he could perfect us in our cause and what he wanted us and needed us to do in this walk with him, that it required position or that state because he was going to call on us, that he would assign us a position or a task to fulfill, and not just one but many. And the thing is, God just put it on my heart to paint a picture to you guys. So I hope my words can at least illustrate what God was saying to me, because he was saying that there is a way that he is predestined you to be in certain places. Just like my sister said, you may supposed to be at a crosswalk on a street somewhere on a corner to help someone across the street that need assistance. That may be a divine appointment that God has put you there in that time or place because he wanted to use you for that purpose of blessing that person, whether they be blind or handicapped or just need assistance because they can't get across a busy street. Or it could be an even longer or more in-depth assignment of where you may come in contact with somebody and befriend them, and you have some things that God has poured into you that you could pour into them. And that friendship was the foundation of that because that encounter continued on beyond that chance meeting. And it, I mean, those are certain little ideas, and I hope I'm painting a picture for you to understand that an assignment can be a split second of you walking across the street with somebody or just holding a door for somebody that was struggling to get through whatever doorway they was getting through. And I'm talking about natural and spiritual. See, those doorways that we can hold the door open for somebody, see, that's an assignment being fulfilled. That's a call being answered. And see, you're helping. Like my sister said, you have become a helpmeet to someone. And, you know, the Bible speaks of a helpmeet as a woman, Eve being a helpmeet to Adam. But see, we can be helpmeets to our brothers and sisters in Christ. We can be helpmeets to strangers that don't know Christ. And so with that being said, I want to read to you the definition of assignment, because that was a powerful word for me. And when God said, park right there, don't leave there, don't go on to something else in the morning, I wanted to understand the definition and be specific. So nothing is left to be misunderstood. Nothing is left to the imagination to get misunderstood or not understood. Now, the act, okay, the definition, one of the definitions for assignment is the act of assigning something. So you can be assigned something, and that's called an assignment. You're being assigned something. And it also says a position, post, or office to which one is assigned. And another definition says a specified task and or amount of work assigned or undertaken if assigned by authority. So that to me, that clears up what assignment means. Now, that last one where it says assigned by authority, I automatically understood God saying that that would be him giving out these assignments. Because, see, the Spirit will lead you in these assignments, but sometimes you end up in an assignment unknowingly because God has used you so much. Wherever you go, he's equipping you. He's equipping you for that moment, that time, and that encounter or that blessing that he's going to pour through you onto someone else. And it could be just as simple as you giving somebody a hug during fellowship that you've seen crying in the sermon or whatever. Whatever the case may be, God has always equipped the people that showed up. And the ones that show up are the ones that go out into the community, the ones that go out and not be afraid to even encounter a stranger and have a conversation with someone that they do not know. Because, see, you can pour love. God can pour his love through you to somebody else on a physical level, because there are times when sometimes people just need a smile or a hug. And then as we went on into, you know, our day, we find out that God wanted us to be just by chance, maybe on the road passing an accident. I've told y'all several times again, it's nothing for me to pass by accident, and I want to pull over and intercede for those people in that car. And I know that y'all have the heart of intercession too, because God gave us these gifts. He equipped us by giving us these spiritual gifts. And these spiritual gifts are so powerful. They're important because he created us knowing that he was going to actually give us the ability to do whatever assignment he gave us, no matter how small or great. Because some of these assignments have been so great, you may end up being in somebody's life where you didn't realize that you were going to take them to another level in Christ because you're witnessing to them by the way you walk and live. So as you become personal and you befriend these people or this one person, they begin to grow on, they begin to know and love God the way you love God, because see, you're actually rubbing off on them. And see, you're a light shining in their life, and that light that you're shining in their life may be illuminating the darkness of their heart, and then the Christ that is in you pours over into them. And it's a beautiful thing that you guys have actually said yes, because the reason you said yes is because you knew that there was a higher being, there was a higher power calling your name, and you answered the call. And when God says that he gave us these imperfections, that he was going to fill in that void or that gap or that lack of whatever it was there with him, and those imperfections would be perfected. And as he gave us these assignments, he wanted us to look to him and understand that he was using us, that we were being vessels, we were tools in his plan of salvation for his kingdom, for his people, for the lost, for the ones that found him, and for the continuation of his plan to have us live a glorious life in his presence. So as I move on into talking about the assignment, I have to tell you about Romans 11 and 29. Romans 11 and 29 says, "For the gifts and callings of God are given without repentance." And I say it again, Romans 11 and 29 says, "For the gifts and callings of God are given without repentance." This means, without repentance means that God won't change his mind about what he's called you to do. He will give you a calling, and he will actually give you gifts that equip you for those callings. And if he called you, those callings will still remain. They will rest upon you, whether or not you have obeyed. And that is so mysterious to a lot of people, but I had a good understanding of this when I realized that God did use imperfect people. There you have it. It says, and if God gave you a spirit, and if he gifted you for a certain line of work, that gift will still remain whether you repent or not. Now, I'm not encouraging you not to repent for your sins and to not perfect your walk and obey God. But at the same time, just imagine God's mindset when he said, I'm going to give her, I'm going to give him, I'm going to give them these gifts. I'm going to pour out these gifts on them. And whether they use them or not, I'm going to give them to them because he has faith in you. See, there's another thing about God trusting in us to do what he has prepared us to do, to move on, to do the things that he's called us to do. Because, see, obedience is better than sacrifice. And as time goes on, as we mature in Christ, the old person will fall away, and the ones that didn't think they could or wasn't qualified, they began to realize who God is in their life. And then those callings, those gifts for those callings will manifest, and the capacity will increase. And there you have it. Now you're not just speaking the word to your family and friends. You're so bold that you will actually be able to speak it to others in public, even a stranger, when God's Holy Spirit gives you the unction to just quote a scripture to somebody, and they understand because they've been praying to God and struggling in a certain way, and that scripture was the answer to a prayer because that was the encouragement that they needed, but they had to hear it from the mouth of a human being because they can't see God right now. You're that person. You could be that person. And it's not by chance or circumstance that you're called. You have been predestined for this call. You have been predestined for all the assignments that you walk in. And even when you don't walk in them, know that God has given you opportunities, challenge you. I just challenge you to open up your mind and heart and allow obedience to be your motto. Obedience, God, I'm going to say yes to you. I trust you. Even if I don't understand what you're doing with me today, Father God, that's what we have to have a mindset with, body. We have to be the arms, the legs, the feet, the hands, the torso, the body of Christ, so that when we hear things coming from Apostle Temple from the neck, he's the neck, and you know who is his head, Christ is his head. But when the apostles start casting or just putting you in positions or trying to guide you into understanding things or teaching you things and molding you in these positions, the neck is preparing you for assignments. They may be small, they may be great, but see, he's a channel of information. He's a channel of authority. See, God is pouring into him, and it goes down from the apostle to the prophets to the teachers to the preachers. And if you don't feel like you in those positions right now, it's okay. Because, see, that means you got to get before God and spend more time. As a body part, you have to spend more time under the head. So sometimes you don't feel connected to the head, but guess what? Stay in contact with the neck. You're still a body part. And if you ain't got enough contact with the neck, at least stay in contact, hands, stay in contact with the arm. Rub on your legs. Pat your foot, because these body parts are connected, and as a body, we're going to actually have a blood flow to each other, and we're going to support each other, and we're going to become one. And I just hope that everybody within the sound of my voice is getting what the message is on today. The message is on today that in your imperfection, in that call, that you have to understand that God has equipped you because he called you. He didn't call you because you were equipped. And I'm going back into yesterday because it was so important that people actually shared it on social media what God had said. And I was just blessed. My spirit, my soul was blessed that other people outside of ADM and this broadcast was being fed on some words that God had put on the table yesterday morning. And as we go into another part of what we were discussing today is the obedience that my sister spoke of, the knowing that God has used you to pour love into other people. That love is essential. It's key. It's key to these assignments. You can't go out here on these assignments with a hardened heart. You can't go out of here on these assignments with unforgiveness in your heart. You can't go out here on these assignments trying to make yourself puffed up and have a pride or an ego about what you're doing. Because it's not that by your will, it's by God's will that you're there. And when you go with a humble heart, with that humility, and you just allow God to use you, and when you cry that yes to God, allow God to just do whatever he needs to do with these people, and don't hold back. Don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Don't care what the world thinks you look like when you're helping and blessing somebody that God has moved you into that position to do. Don't be even thinking about what somebody's going to say about it next day or later on this afternoon or even people gossiping about you, because it's not about you. See, you're invisible in that thing, because now the people that you are blessing, they see God. They don't see you anymore. They see the God in you. And that God in you is so powerful, it's so anointed, it's so beautiful. I just thank God that he could use each and every one of us if we allow him. I just thank him that he found us worthy, because we're just filthy rags in his presence. But at the end of the day, he saw fit to use us in our imperfections. He saw fit to call us to help somebody else. And that help is something that's so important, because every single one of us have been helped. You can think of sometimes that you were at your lowest point, that you cried out to God, that he didn't answer in an audible voice every time. Sometimes he ended up putting somebody in your life that was the answer. They came through just when you needed them to. That best friend, that husband, that wife, sometimes a boyfriend or a girlfriend, even your own child, when they came in the room and say, "Mama, are you okay? I love you, Mama," and hug you around your waist. Or that father that was sitting out discouraged because the unemployment line and the job scene was giving them a hard time and they were stressed out. But they had a mother that called and said, "I've been praying about you, and I just wanted to see if you're all right. What's going on? Something going on?" And you know God had to tell Mama that. You know Mama didn't know. God told her. But that's a beautiful thing how
Amen.
God works through people. That's a beautiful thing how God works through people. And I just want you to give this a small understanding, not just a big understanding, but a small understanding that the least little thing that you do, that small little gesture that you do, probably was ordained by God. You were predestined to do that small thing, but use that small thing the same love and desire that you use to do those great things. Sister, I'm turning it over to you. I know that God has poured something in your heart. Give it to him. Give it to him.
And on the thing that where he has poured in my heart, I mean, it's just me. I'm a living testimony. I know how it is for people too, when everybody else have turned their back or have did this or have done that, or the prejudging has come in and people sit and listen to what God say and not what man say, and then they become a blessing to you in their life, and that's what Monica is talking about. Ministry Let Monica is talking about not worrying. The key word when she said not to worry about the things that you're doing or the things that God has poured into you, but just share it. And you know that he's poured it into you because of that divine connection that you have with him. And then you're not ashamed. You're not ashamed to sit and say, "This is what God has done for me. Every blessing that I have gotten over the last 3 years, I'm not ashamed about it. I sit and talk about it and put a story behind it because I realized that it was things that God was pouring into me, and people who genuinely love God and sit and take the gift that they have and they spread it amongst everybody. They spread it everywhere. And that's the leadership. That's the neck I'm under right now. These are the things that they do. And Monica, I'm glad that God allowed you to continue on with this because we do have people. We've been blessed. You and I, ADM, South Africa, Fiji, everybody that's listening, we've been blessed to have a neck That's continuing to do what God says do in spite of. Because one thing about us, we don't know what God's thoughts are. We don't know what he say do in the wee hours of the morning. We don't know what God is saying to the next person. The answer is, are you going to listen and answer the call and be obedient to complete the assignment no matter what? No matter what. If you just got stabbed in the back, no matter what, if you got scalding hot water, are you still going to answer the call? Are you still going to be in a place where you sit and say, "God, use me. You bless me every single day, so let me pour out and be a blessing to someone else, even to my frenemies." My frenemies, my enemies, my loved ones, anybody, people who purposely hate on me, it doesn't matter. When you get to a place where you are with God and you're recognizing what God is doing in your life, all the other things just move to the side. That love pours in, pours in, pours in. People have done something that made a life-changing situation to me, took me down to my lowest point. Every time I thought of the word hate, God say, oh, no, 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 I'm putting more love in you. That love becomes unmeasurable. And then you can't even sit and think about the unthinkable or the thing that they have done to you, because God said you asked for the love of Christ. So I'm going to give you the love of Christ. You asked for the love that I pour out every single day. So I'm going to give you that. Even when I'm sitting here looking like Betty Blockhead, because I can't believe that these are the things that God is doing in my life. But I said yes. And see, that's where people get it confused. When you say yes, that means you're saying yes to everything. You're saying yes to everything. But the beauty of it, when you say yes, you are going into God's safety in his arms. You're giving him permission to allow his Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. Not only lead you and guide you, to protect you from every diabolical assignment that Satan and his imps have against you. Every stone that's going to be thrown will go right off of you, will not even penetrate your glass house, because you are in a safety net right now. You may sit, you may have a little day that you might be feeling a little down, or you may sit and contemplate and ponder over some things and ask yourself why, when, and how. But once you move on and you realize what you have entered into, and who you are, who is over you, the head of your life, then you go back to that place and sit and say, I'm not going to be bothered. I'm unbothered. I've done all that I can do. I've said all that I can say. I answered the call. I answered my assignment. Now, if the assignment was unsuccessful because people didn't want this to go this way or go that way, I'm going to dust my feet off as Jesus did, and I'm going to continue to walk through. But to take it all the way back, the beauty is that God loves us so much in our imperfectness that he molds us and he continues to create in us a clean heart and take away the things that hinders us and holds us down. And then we know that he's no respecter of person. It doesn't matter. It takes me to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. The Jews wasn't supposed to affiliate with the Samaritans. The Jews were the ones that were the golden children, that they knew truly who Christ, they knew who God was. They had no other gods before God. But all the Samaritans, they knew of God, Jesus. They heard about Jesus. But see, when that Samaritan woman sat there and talked to Jesus at the well, and she answered a question correctly, she did not lie about her five husbands. She was an imperfect woman from the very beginning. She was in the eyes of everybody else just a whoremonger. Five husbands, and then the person that you're dealing with right now, not even your husband. But see, she took time to sit at that well and talk to Christ and ask questions. And when she asked questions, he gave her that living water. And this is the beauty of it. She didn't just keep it to herself. She didn't keep it. She went out and she shared it with everybody. She went and didn't care if people sat and said, oh, she was sitting there talking to a Jew. How dare her talk to a Jew? How dare her? She shared the gift. She shared what Jesus had and gave her. And many multitudes of people, a change around, a turnabout came because of her not keep being quiet, because of her going out and sharing the blessing that she had just received. Yes, she received the blessing of salvation, and that blessing went on to multitudes. The people begged Jesus to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days and continued to pour out into the people so they would know and receive what the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well, the imperfect woman, received. And that's where God has us now. He has us in a place right now where we should be ready to share what he is giving to us And it doesn't matter if people reject it. It doesn't matter how people see you. It doesn't matter how they feel. All you need to do is answer the assignment. Whatever it is that God is penetrating your mind and your heart to do, don't sit there and stifle the Holy Spirit. Don't sit and tell God, no, I'm not going to do this because this person going to say this or this person going to say that, because you're holding up your own blessings. When you get to a point where you realize that those blessings, the different things that's going on in your life is from God, then what you're going to do is that you're going to start sitting everything else to the side and sit and focus strictly on God and realize that he is your helpmate. Realize he is the one that's carrying you through. Realizing you answering yes, it's just letting multitudes of blessings just continuously come in your life. And once those blessings come into your life, you sending them out. You're sending them back out because you know that God has you in a place of overflow. He has you
Amen.
In a place of overflow. I'm sending it back over to you, Monica.
Yes, people, the word of God says in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And that's a powerful scripture because, see, according to his purpose mean that he already knew what he was going to do. And that's where we're just encouraging him to allow him to use you. We're encouraging you to allow him to use you because, see, your assignment, it may be for a season or a reason. Because, see, a lot of times we meet people and we encounter people, and I just want to give a quick little testimony on how I was Evangelist Elect Nita's assignment at some point. And what if she hadn't said yes to the call? What if she hadn't said yes to the assignment of God saying, I need you to talk to this woman? I need you to talk to her. Her name is Monica. And Monica needs you to pull her up out of her spiritual gifts of keeping them to herself, but be bold about it and speak to the people and not be afraid to tell them what God is telling you. Because, see, there was a time where God would tell me things and I wouldn't even open my mouth. I would just look at them and shake my head and just pray about it and keep it moving. But Nita came into my life and she said, Monica, you can't do it that way because so freely he gave you, so freely you shall give. And he gave you that spiritual gift to do those things for you to give it away. Don't hide it under a barrel. It's not meant for you to hide it under the bed or to carry it around in your purse and keep it closed up. Give it away. Be bold for Christ. And that was her assignment in my life. And that assignment is still rolling on over 11 years later, you guys. And I don't know if y'all realize the bond that we have, but that was an assignment being fulfilled. And it's still being fulfilled today till it ends up rolling into a prophecy. And I just want you to realize that some of the people in your lives are assignments. And if you're not realizing they're the assignment, then you're their assignment. Something's going on there. It's not by chance or circumstance that the people that are pouring into you and you're pouring into came into being. God doesn't make mistakes. And at the end of the day, he perfects all things because that scripture plainly says that we know all things work together for the good to them that love God. And because of the love of God is in your life or someone else's life, there's no chance or opportunity for this love to miss people. It can't miss them. That love that God has for you can't miss you. If he used one person and they say, no, I can't love her right now, he gonna find somebody else to love on you. And that same way, if he says, Mr. So-and-so, I need you to love on this young man because he doesn't have a father, you're going to have to do that thing or that assignment is going to be given to someone else. Second part of that scripture, he says, to them who are called according to his purpose. He's given that call to certain people according to their positions in other people's lives. So answer the call, whether it be for a reason or a season. It may not be for 11 years and plus.
like my sister and I. But at the end of the day, notice, stand back and analyze your relationship. Analyze the people around you. And I'm going to tell you something else that people don't realize. You got to recognize that sometimes when you fall out with people, it was the reason behind falling out with people. Sometimes you fall out with people to make up with people, and that builds a stronger foundation because you and that person have been through something. And one of y'all was called to a higher calling to be forgiven and to move forward, and somebody apologized or somebody became a mature Christian and hugged on you and prayed on you and interceded for you even though you wronged them or they wronged you. Talk about working on being somebody that loves you back even when when you're not showing them love, or even if you love somebody that they don't even respond to your love, but you got an intercession for them. That can be an assignment. You can just be knowing about somebody's situation, and God assigned you to intercede for that person. You could be a prayer warrior that God has gifted us with that we're not utilizing people. And I just want to make sure that you understand what God has been speaking to all of us, not just to me, all of us. He gave us these gifts to give away, not to hold on to, not to keep to yourself. And I thank God that he put my sister in my life, that I would be able to give my gifts away, because I know that somebody had to hear whatever I had to say one day, and that in itself was pleasing and satisfying enough for me, because I know that God used me to bless somebody. Allow him to bless you. Back over to you, sister.
Amen. Just continue to be a blessing and allowing God to use you. But one thing I do want to throw out there is that God will put you in a position. He will give you some assignments, and not all assignments will go through. There are failed assignments. Moses was a failed. Moses' assignment was failed. But as Monica said, God always has somebody around in the bush to come and carry everything through. But don't beat yourself up if there's a failed assignment. It may not just be because of you. It may be because of somebody else was just refusing to receive what God has for them at that time. Or it may be to the point like Moses was, just frustrated because all that he was doing, and the people were still ungrateful. All that he was doing, people were still serving other gods, and it put him in a chaotic stage where he just refused to do what God said. One simple instruction. But one thing we do know that is that God, it did not make God stop loving him. He just could not continue on with what God had for him. And we do not want to be in that place. We ask you, we charge you all to continue to listen to God and not just listen, pay attention to detail and hear his warning signs. Hear when he might sit and say enough is enough and keep it moving. Because I know me, I've been in places before where God has told me to get up and do this and to do that and to walk away. And I stayed in that place. And at the end of the day, I was the person that ended up in another place, you know, in a place of hurt, in a place of pain, in a place of shame and whatnot. But the beauty part of it is when you recognize your mistakes, or when you recognize that you were disobedient to whatever that God had for you, you have an opportunity to ask for forgiveness, confess, repent, ask for forgiveness, and get right back in that place where God has you to be, wants you to be, because he is a God of love. He is a God of blessings. He is a God of overflow. So he will continue. It is his desire, his heart's desire, for us to obtain some of our heart's desires, our wants. He's already told us he provides all our needs. So we just have to be in a place of just truly knowing God and knowing when, paying attention to signs, paying attention to different things that God has for us, and knowing who a person is in your life. You may meet somebody, and I say this to my sister Monica, we transparent, you all know that.
by now. And I, Monica, some people in your life is assignment. You know, don't get it twisted. You need to stay focused. Don't get it twisted. That's an assignment, and don't let it go over into something else or whatnot. And then she does the same thing to me. You know, it's about accountability. It's accountability.
That's right.
Look, don't get that twisted. You sit here, you talking about it, but are you recognizing it? And I just thank God for that. I thank God for her. I thank God for the times if I call my apostle and my first lady and may have a question or just a conversation, I'm going to get the honest to God truth, whether I like it or not, whether it hurts or not, whether it stings or not, or whether it makes me feel happy and I do a little happy dance or whatnot. But I'm in a place where we all should be in a place where we are ready to receive and then do what God has. You can't give if you don't receive. I'm going to say that again. You cannot give if you are not in a place to physically, in the natural, and spiritually. You cannot receive. You cannot. If you are not in that place, if you're not in your proper place, you can't give. You cannot, the blessings are, you're not even in a position to receive. And that's where we need to be, even through this hard times right now, even through whatever. Joseph raised up so he can be in a time of famine, so he can give back, not to just his family who betrayed him, but to the land, to the entire land during a famine. He was smart enough to store up. You have blessings stored up. Now it's time. It's a season right now to start giving them out for those that God has for you. What God has for you, it is for you. And if you're paying attention to God, he's going to tell you, no, not that one. Let's go over to this one right here. I've seen that. This is the honest to God truth. South Africa, Fiji, internet. I didn't see a man take a shirt off his back in a live service and give it to somebody. I don't know how much jewelry may cost. I don't ask people their business. I didn't see a watch come off a wrist to be a blessing to somebody else. So I can sit and tell you, I didn't receive blessings myself. At the hand of God, not at the hand of man. The man is just the person, just the vessel. So don't get that twisted either, because I don't want the words twisted. I want you to understand God is the orchestrator and man is just being the vessel. So with that being said, just pay attention to your assignments. We thank you for being in a place of saying yes. Know that yes can wear you down, but you have the ability to cry out to the Lord and ask him for strength, because he is your strength. So stay prayed up, stay praised up, stay vigilant, pay attention to the things, to your surroundings, pay attention to what God is showing you in this day and time, because what they did in the Bible, God, what the scripture says, what has happened before will happen again. And I just truly believe that we in places now that happening again. We're in a happening again stage. So we want to be in a place where we're obedient as well, and to do what God has for us. We love you all. We pray that God has touched somebody today and they understood what was being said. In any event that you never understand, you can always come back. It will not bother us one way or the other, and it'll just encourage us to go back in and redirect whatever might need to be directed. So with that being said, we love you all, and we pray that you all have a glorious day in the Lord. Keep a praise in your heart and your mind, and just thank God for who he is in your life and where he has you at on today. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Be blessed. God truly loves you, and ADM does too. Have a great day.